Hello, welcome back to the Eco Talk podcast. This is another Pocket Talk formed episode where we're gonna be talking about the roots of Earth Day. So I hope y'all had a great Earth Day. When I was thinking about an Earth Day themed podcast, I thought we might as well start at the basics, because by understanding the roots of this day and the origin of how this important event came to be, we can better understand the importance and how it applies to today's issues. As we know, our Earth is all interconnected. One small change greatly affects everything.
To understand Earth Day, we need to understand the problem.
Climate change is a long-term change in the Earth's overall temperature with massive and permanent ramifications. Most climate changes are caused by meager variations in the Earth's orbit, but climate change today is an abrupt change in the warmth of the climate. This climate change is caused by human activity and recent development.
One of the biggest misconceptions about climate change is that, I wish climate change wasn't a thing. Well, climate change isn't the problem. It's actually the contents of the issue and how humans are affecting our climate change more irregularly than ever. Because climate change is always constant. There's been climate changes throughout history without humans. But what we're noticing is the climate is beginning to warm at an excessive rate because of human activities. And this has been proven by science, as we've seen humans begin to develop different devices. So as a whole, we have increased the consumption of natural resources. The more resources we use, like through the Industrial Revolution and our phones and our headphones, it creates more trapped heat, and the more trapped heat, the overall effect it has on the planet. The pinnacle of this effect is in our oceans, because oceans, as we know, covers most of our planet's body, and so our oceans play a huge role in our planet's stability, because oceans regulate temperatures and provide half of the Earth's oxygen. So the climate has increased oceans' temperatures, and this triggers ocean acidification. And so what this means is this puts our entire food web at risk. It affects the sea life. We've been seeing more sea life go extinct at a higher rate than ever. In general, on our planet, we've seen different species go extinct faster than we've ever seen before, and this is very jarring and staggering to see. It also affects humans and a lot of island regions that rely on fish and the sea for resources. Additionally, glaciers and ice sheets have been melting, and so this affects the overall Earth because it causes sea levels to rise. The Earth has already lost 400 billion tons of its glaciers, and when all the ice melts, it causes the sea levels to rise, and it also makes Arctic life lose their habitat. Are we beginning to see how this is all connected? So climate change is a universal problem that connects everyone. And so why does this relate to Earth Day?
Earth Day actually happened due to the increased awareness of how environmental issues have been affecting communities and animals. As we know, in the 1800s, the Industrial Revolution started, and many new things were invented to make human life easier, like cars and mass producing factories that produce our goods. And of course, in order for these things to function, they use fossil fuels, which we know are terrible for the Earth because they are promoters of the greenhouse effect, which is a main cause of climate change. And it all started going downhill when a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California happened in January 1969. And so a senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson, had the idea to hold a teach-in about environmentalism in universities. And it all started as a small thing, but then it turned to be a National Earth Day in the United States. But then soon it became bigger and bigger as more people got involved, and it became international, involving over 100 countries to date of 2022. It's gotten so much awareness through books and big figures speaking about Earth Day that it's so big today.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we're little, we usually celebrate some form of Earth Day in our classrooms, but we never really understand how it started. And I think it's pretty remarkable that it only took one person to spark the idea, and it created a movement, and more people joined to be under this one voice. And I think that's all what climate action is all about, because climate change affects our oceans, weather, food, and health. And all of these factors affect us. They affect the world and the people and the life occupying it. And so warmer temperatures make weathers more extreme, and they can also have staggering health effects like heart disease and lung cancer. And so I think that's a pretty remarkable story. And by understanding that this all came because of one environmental disaster. And so by looking at the environmental disasters today, we can see how we can all come together to because of this, especially with those in higher power.
I do want to say that it all started, the Industrial Revolution started using those unrenewable resources, as I was saying, like coal, but there is hope for a better, more sustainable, eco-friendly future in big industries, because they're running out of coal and all of those non-renewable resources, so they're going to have to find renewable sources. So I think that's promising.
Yeah, that is definitely an area of promise, but it's also an area of question. Like, what will we do when we run out of these natural resources that we've been exploiting for so many years because of industrialism? And that brings us to some easy solutions that we can adopt as a community, and also adopt as a global voice. So first is, as we know, we get told this from a young ages to recycle. But when I say recycle, I think educating yourself and others about what recycling really means. Because what we must realize is not that many items can actually be recycled. Like the bottle caps of plastic water bottles can't be recycled, but the actual bottle can. And also certain plastics can if you can poke through them. So I think only thick plastics can be recycled. Like if you can poke a hole through it, then it can't be recycled. And whatchamacall, there's this phrase that goes, if when in doubt, throw it out. So if you're not sure, I would say always throw it out, because it's better to do that than to ruin the recycling system. Because if the recycling system is ruined, then everything can't be recycled. And that's even worse. Another thing you can do is walk more. Like, try it, minimize the amount you drive if you don't have to. And also turn off electronics when you're not in use. So if there's something plugged into the wall, make sure you're always taking it out. And one other thing is to cut down on meat, because meat is a huge contributor. I think there's a study that people today eat way more meat than they need to.
Yes. Usually items that are produced locally are more sustainable because they are not mass produced in some factories, for example, and some huge factories like sweatshops that use unethical practices. And this could include, you know, just going to your local farmers market and support your local farmers. And
yeah, I went to the farmers market today and got some microgreens, and microgreens are very eco-friendly because they're basically, I believe they're like the roots or the sprouts of different like foods. Like I got wasabi and onion sprouts, but they also have like cabbage, and basically they hold, I believe, like more energy, like 10 times more energy and flavor than the actual vegetable. Like you can still taste it with its sprout, and it's so cool. And so people put it on their sushi, you can put it on your like bagels and everything, and it has a really good nutritional value. Also support your local parks. Like if you live in Sacramento and you're a youth, I would always recommend join like action program, like YAC, which is the Youth Action Program. There's also LNL and so forth. And you can do park cleanups and overall just be a part of the solution. Earth Days, one of them, if you don't know what to do or if you don't have the ability to go out and do anything, start by spreading your knowledge. Start by spreading awareness. And also thrifting. Secondhand is always the best in upcycling. If you're an artist, I love to paint old pairs of jeans that I find at a thrift store.
I think as a consumer, you have to be mindful of how you consume in general. For example, if you go to a thrift store, you have to make sure to not overconsume. And if you go to a really expensive, sustainable store, make sure to use your money wisely.
I like the idea of like being a good consumer, because obviously you want to use what you have as much as possible, and like just because it's secondhand doesn't mean you should go crazy. And yeah, I like that notion. That's a good notion. But overall, I want to end this podcast by saying that Earth Day is a great reminder and a way to celebrate our Earth and remember our roots with Mother Nature. But we also have to remember that we should be nurturing our Earth every day. Earth Day should be universal, and Earth Day reinforces these notions and helps us educate ourselves and others. But we have to remember that Earth Day is every day. Adopt some of these habits, and I hope that you're able to understand how this entire day started and why it's important to help solve the issues we have going on today. I want to end this podcast with this quote that I found. I can't remember who said it, but the quote essentially is, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not." So with that, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this EcoTalk Pocket podcast type episode. Tune in for the next one.